The latest nursing news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future. This is Nursing Notes Live.
Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-digest Nursing Notes, which highlights examples of nurses creating improved patient outcomes and transforming the new standard of care. You can subscribe to receive Nursing Notes updates at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes content is accompanied by two episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which expands on the content and provides you greater insights into the topics presented in the written format. You can listen to previous episodes of Nursing Notes Live on our podcast player at discovernursing.com and subscribe to the podcast series on iTunes. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. This month on the Nursing Notes Live podcast, we look at the Clinical Scene Investigator, CSI Academy program from the American Association of Critical Care Nurses, the AACN. This leadership development program for the bedside nurse is impacting patient outcomes across the country. On this episode, we have a discussion about the CSI Academy with Devin Bowers, program manager for the AACN CSI Academy. Also joining us are two Academy graduates, nurses Carrie Klepfer and Jennifer LeBlanc. Here is that discussion on this exciting nursing program.
Jennifer, Carrie, and Devin, it's exciting to have all three of you on the call. I don't always have three people on a conference call like this. Usually it's just me and maybe two other people, but this is going to be fun because we're going to be talking about the Clinical Scene Investigator Academy, a program put together by the American Association of Critical Care Nurses, the AACN, and the CSI Academy is something that's been on my radar for a couple of years. But before we get into the meat of the discussion, I'd like to just have you each introduce yourselves, and I'll start with Jennifer first. Jennifer, tell us a little bit about your background just briefly and who you are and why you wanted to be a nurse.
Honestly, Jamie, I just want to first thank everybody that's here today and Johnson & Johnson for supporting their programs like CSI and AACN and helping to enhance the image of nursing. I started my career in the Caribbean. I'm a foreign graduate nurse. I first started my nursing career in 1989 as a nursing assistant on a tiny island in Montserrat. I later graduated with a diploma in nursing in 1995 and migrated here to the U.S. And started my nursing career in the U.S. in 1997. Since then, I've worked in a multitude of areas. I've done anything from nursing home care, the med surge, endoscopy, progressive care unit, and since 2010, I have been in the ICU here at Deer Valley Hospital. So it really has been an exciting journey for a profession that chose me.
Excellent. Carrie, how about you?
Hi, Jamie. I've been a nurse for about 10 years, seven of which have been in the critical care setting in Philadelphia, Boston area, now North Carolina with Duke. I got my BSN from George Mason University in 2006. One of the reasons that I became a nurse was actually a role model of mine back in high school was an anatomy teacher. She and I were pretty close, and she saw something in me and gave me the suggestion, said one day that I should be a nurse. So at that time, wasn't too focused on that, but later in my educational career, looked into nursing once I got to college, and here I am now.
Excellent. Devin, last but not least, tell us a little bit about your background.
Great. Thanks so much for having us today, Jamie. I started my nursing career, my nursing journey, almost 15 years ago. I began as a pediatric hematology oncology nurse. And there I had an opportunity to work as a charge nurse on our unit and really started to develop my interest in nursing leadership. So I began working on my master's degree in nursing leadership focus. From there, I was a manager of an inpatient float pool. We had about 45 nurses that floated to all departments of our hospital, pediatric hospital. And then I moved to the pediatric ICU where I was a department director for 41-bed PICU. There, I really honed my skills in knowing the importance of shared decision making and involving frontline nurses in all decisions. And then about a year ago, the opportunity arose with AACN to come and lead and be the program manager for the CSI Academy, which is doing just that, really giving frontline nurses the skills and the ability and confidence in helping engage them and being the leaders in frontline change. So it was a great opportunity for me to move to California from the Midwest and join a national program with the CSI Academy. And why I wanted to become a nurse, I had one of my grandparents was ill when I was probably around middle school age and had the opportunity to really help be a caregiver for her, and then had an aunt who was also very influential in my life and was in healthcare, and so that really led my path down the nursing to the nursing career, and really just wanted to help people. So here I am, and having the opportunity to do that at a national level with AACN.
So Devin, let's kick off with just kind of describing to people what is the Clinical Scene Investigator Academy, the CSI Academy. I call it a nurse leadership development program, but I think it's so much more than that.
The AACN CSI Academy is a 16-month opportunity for frontline nurses to come and learn innovation and leadership skills, where we ask them over the course of that 16 months to pick a project within their unit that they want to improve, so either improving patient outcomes in their unit or perhaps the overall environment or some sort of environmental function within their unit. And so we walk them through that 16 months on how you actually design your project, make sure you have pre and post data to make sure that you can show you're for sure making an improvement. We use and introduce various tools for them, the logic model, a couple other tools that help nurses know the steps you do in implementing a project. And then the end of the program, at the end of the 16 months, is the culmination. The nurses are presenting at our innovation conference for that CSI cohort and presenting all of their great work. And then, as you can see today with Carrie and Jennifer, even after their program is over the 16 months, many of the CSI nurses are getting lots of opportunities to continue to spread and sustain their work and share it beyond even their hospitals and their units. So that's one of the other really strong factors in that we teach in the academy is how do you sustain and scale and spread your work once you've done such a tremendous job at the unit level.
Jennifer, what were your thoughts when you heard that the CSI Academy was going to be coming to your hospital and you were going to have an opportunity perhaps to work with that program and develop your skills as a nurse even further?
Well, Jamie, I really thought that I got pretty lucky because I was a second pick cast when one of their initial members of the CSI decided to leave the program for an opportunity elsewhere. I was picked 2 months after the initiation of their project to be part of the CSI, and I felt very lucky to be part of it. And initially, I had no idea what the CSI was. I don't know that I had heard of it or had very much knowledge. But after sitting amongst other nursing professionals and with our coaches and getting to know a little bit more about CSI, I was just very excited about the multitude of things that we were all doing to change our practices in the different hospitals. So this is my first insight into what CSI was, and now I'm here having this conversation with you. I am pinching myself. I'm thinking I did not think it was going to be going as far as it has for us, and how rewarding it was, and will continue to be for me.
So, Carrie, what was the program that your team eventually decided to address in your unit? What was the problem or the challenge you foresaw that you could find a solution to?
Well, Jamie, first I wanted to also recognize our other team members. So it was just Jennifer and I, and then Catherine Dyer and Craig Seabach were the main four that ended up being in the CSI program with Duke Valley Hospital. we ended up choosing early progressive mobility. From our experience and from trends that we see, especially in the ICU, our patients end up on bed rest for extended periods of time, especially those that are intubated and often sedated. This extended immobility eventually causes longer rehab, longer length of stay in hospitals, and is more costly. We found by increasing mobility sooner in the ICU that it could help reduce a wealth of complications such as atrophy, longer inpatient, as well as outpatient rehab, ventilator-associated pneumonias, pressure ulcers, falls, longer hospitalization, and more costly to the patients in the hospital. But the real payoff that we found was to seeing our staff collaborate and to really work hard together, especially getting an intubated patient up with a multitude of tubes and drains, getting them up out of bed and walking. And it makes us feel very proud to be able to participate in this project.
So what
I will agree with
Carrie.
I will agree with Carrie because amongst all the quantitative outcomes that we were able to measure and the improvement in what we saw with our HCAHPS scores after the project, I do believe it was more of the qualitative outcome that was far-reaching for me and for the rest of the team. We saw things that we didn't and did things that we never thought that we could do and felt empowered. And we saw changes with our staff, and we saw responses from families after the test of change was conducted. And that was something that is palpable and just brought much pride to me.
Devin, is this typical of the type of program that the CSI Academy members are participating in, this type of really direct patient-centered, looking and focused on real outcomes?
Yeah, I think that we've had a number, several early mobility projects, but most of the projects like early mobility are focusing on one of the hospital-acquired conditions or infections, so bloodstream infections, urinary tract infections. We've had several in the other realm, so not as much focused on the hacks, but the environment, several projects focusing on communication, such as bedside handoff or nurse rounding or using whiteboards and for patient communication at the bedside. We do have all of the current CSI projects to date on our AACN website and our innovation database. So it's available nationwide. Anybody can go and check out all of the excellent work that has been done across the country. So, yeah, this is very in line with a lot of the other work. And I think what the ladies are saying, one of the pearls, I think, and great things about the CSI Academy is there is an improvement to patient outcomes or to the work environment, but we're also seeing what it does almost anecdotally for the unit and the level of empowerment and engagement that each nurse who participates as well as their team comes out at the end with. So I think that's another just really solid finding that we're seeing among the teams that have participated.
Carrie, have you seen any kind of, since you've been a participant and kind of graduated from the Academy, have you seen any other opportunities open up for you that you maybe wouldn't have looked for or wouldn't have seen before?
Well, yes, actually, Devin contacted me the other day regarding an opportunity in Phoenix, Arizona. We will be participating in an advisory leadership group. So it sounds to me, and Devin might be able to expand on this, but that there will be other participants from the CSI Academy and just seeing ways that we can talk and discuss ways to stay involved more with the CSI and with the AACN.
Jennifer, how's the buy-in from the rest of the hospital? Have you seen other units besides your own see interest in what you're doing and maybe applying some of the concepts from CSI Academy to their own units?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Their early progressive mobility program has really brought such attention to not just our team, but our unit, our hospital, which is the smallest entity of their hospital system. And we've gained lots of national exposure. We've had articles in The Bold Voices. We've had interviews from television, local television stations like WREL, and even been featured in the Forbes magazine. So our leadership has taken notice, and they have been extremely supportive. And we have a Duke Move program right now that is actually a jump off of the early progressive mobility program that we currently utilize as a standard practice of curing our ICU. So definitely the program been impactful to us all and to our units and our entity.
Carrie, as we kind of wind down here, I'm going to give each of you a chance, and I'll start with you to just kind of tell us what do you think of someone who maybe has an opportunity to participate in this or other types of nursing leadership programs that might be available to them. What would you say to that nurse out there that's wondering if this is for them?
I would highly recommend doing any kind of program that will help with their leadership skills, CSI program especially. It was very eye-opening and empowering just to see the differences that we as nurses can make in our scope of practice. As far as your leadership skills, it definitely kind of brings you more to the forefront of being able to teach other nurses and educate and collaborate with staff. Gives you more exposure to presenting to your professional peers, more of a role model. And I think it makes you be able to get a little bit more or a lot more out of nursing, in my opinion.
Jennifer, what about you? What are your thoughts?
Oh, I have many thoughts, Jamie, but I will try to keep this short because it's such, there's a lot to say about nursing research and programs like CSI programs has been so supported by AACN. It really is a launchpad for nurses to get out there and work in your various fields, not being afraid to go out and find solutions for your patients. For new nurses and more experienced nurses alike, I really want to say to you, be part of the change. Help define your practice in a positive way. Maybe you're not willing to lead the change, but if there are positive changes taking place in your workplace, harness that spirit of collaboration and be supportive of your peers. Because at the end of the day, our patients really, really do benefit from the work that we do at the bedside, and it is important work. So I really highly encourage every nurse who has that opportunity or is looking for an opportunity to make changes in your workplace to be part of that change and partner with AACN for that same purpose.
Devin, as you get the last word, tell us just where the direction is for CSI Academy moving forward. I remember it being kind of a pilot program, and now it's expanded into so many more things. It's affecting direct patient outcomes at the bedside, as well as in realizing real cost savings in healthcare, which is something that's so important in midst of the reform we have going on right now. So what is that thing you want that bedside nurse that's considering this program or something like it to really think about when they consider whether they should apply or not?
Well, AACN believes wholeheartedly that our frontline nurses are pivotal in helping to transform our healthcare system. And that is why the organization has put so much resource and support in the CSI Academy to do just that, to give them the skills and opportunity to help them believe and empower them that they are those change agents, and that's what we're seeing. we're continuing to hope to spread and make the CSI Academy available to as many folks who want to participate. We're still in the process of trying to figure out exactly how to do that. So to date, all of the CSI Academies have been in a regional format. So it's kind of been a little bit of a luck of the draw of the nurses who've had the opportunity simply because of what cities we've identified and gone to. But we are having, we're calling it a thought leader summit coming up in March and inviting a host of really executive leaders from across the country to work with us to figure out how do we continue to spread and sustain all the great work that's been done. So I really foresee much more and being able to answer your question in more detail over the coming months. But AACN is committed to this program, and we're just really trying to figure out systematically how we can make it as widespread as we would like to. We just launched our most recent cohort in the San Diego area. So we've got a group of 8 teams actually there going through the program right now. So we're continuing to get out there. But again, we're still really trying to figure out and thinking about how do we really make this available at a large scale. So more to come on that. I don't have the answers today, but we're working hard because we know it's important.
You'll find this and other episodes of Nursing Notes Live in the podcast area on iTunes, as well as our podcast player on discovernursing.com. Stay tuned for our accompanying Get to Know Nurse episode with new nurse Kelly Hunt, coming soon. And be sure to keep an eye out for the new Nursing Notes format and focus at the Discover Nursing site.
Nursing Notes Live is produced for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future by Medicast Productions. All rights reserved.